when we're in a car with another person and the conversation, that is the chatter, stops, there are uncomfortable moments very often, unless there's an understanding that silence is okay. I know that being a guest frequently on talk shows is not a good thing to practice this, because you're known as a guest who can't speak. But somehow figuring out a way to get comfortable with this silence, and also to get comfortable with something else, and that is the ability to get past the mind. In David Hawkins' book, new book, The Eye of the Eye, he says, the letting go of thinkingness is facilitated by the awareness that the spiritual viewpoint that all thoughts are vanities with no intrinsic reality or value. Their attraction stems from the exaggerated value that accrues from their being considered as mine, all of these thoughts. These are my thoughts. And therefore they're special and they're worthy of respect and admiration and careful preservation. These things called my thoughts. To undo the grip of the mind, which is what I'm asking you to look at here, requires a radical humility and an intense willingness to surrender its underlying motivations. This willingness receives energy and power from the willingness that arises from the love of God and the passion of surrendering love of thought for love of God. Surrendering love of thought, all of these thoughts that I have, to love of God, to making conscious contact with God. And what I'd like to do here is to offer a couple of suggestions. Many of you listening are aware that I produced a CD and a tape many years ago that was based upon a teaching that came to me from a man in India named Sri Guruji, whom I dedicated one of my books, Manifest Your Destiny, because he taught me about a meditation that I had only read about in the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali, called How to Know God, written 2,300 years ago. And in these sutras that I studied when I wrote A Spiritual Solution to Every Problem, and even when I was writing Wisdom of the Ages, in studying these sutras, Patanjali referred over and over again to this particular sound, and that this sound was an access dimension between the world of the physical, that is the world of these things that we call problems, and the world of the spiritual, which is the thing that we want to bring to the presence of these problems. It's that higher energy that I talked about earlier. And that the way that you access it is through the repetition of these sounds. Because in the New Testament, the opening lines of the New Testament say, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And he sent me this tape and a letter and encouraged me to, and he was a great teacher. He had read a book I had written called You'll See It When You Believe It. And he asked me to become a teacher of this meditation, to get 1% of the population doing this meditation that is called japa, which is nothing more than the repetition of the sound that is in the name of the Creator, the sound of Ah, the sound of God, the sound of Allah, the sound of Jehovah, the sound of Kali Durga, the sound of Ra,